Welcome to this episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. This episode's coming out on Friday. If you're listening to it on Friday, I hope you're having a wonderful Friday. If you're not listening to it on Friday, I hope you're having a wonderful whatever day of the week it is in your life. This week, we are focused on answering this question. What does it mean to repent? What is repentance? What is repenting? To repent is to turn away from your sin. That's the answer, to turn away from your sin. We've been talking about that because it's important, it's complicated, and we want to make sure everybody understands exactly what is involved in turning away from your sin, turning to Jesus, turning your back on sin, changing your mind about sin, being sorry for your sin, and trusting God to save you. We're going to talk some more about that, but first, here comes a much better joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Dad.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Stop crying. It's just a joke.
That was great.
Wake up, kid. It's Friday, or at least the day this episode comes out is a Friday. And since it's the end of the week, we're wrapping up our focus on the meaning of repentance, what it means to repent. And I want to make sure you aren't confused about something that is super important. So it's time for you to wake up to the fact that repenting does not mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you will never sin again. Repenting is turning away from your sin. It's turning your back on sin. It's turning to Jesus. Repenting is changing your mind about sin and deciding that sin is bad and wrong. Repenting means you're sorry for your sin, and repenting brings salvation. But repenting doesn't mean you're perfect or that you'll never sin again. Paul, he's a pretty important Christian. God used him to write 2/3 of the New Testament. He's a child of God. He repented. He trusted Jesus to save him. But Paul still found himself choosing to sin sometimes. Paul says, "The things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do." Paul turned his back on sin and changed his mind about sin. But Paul didn't become perfect and sinless. Paul didn't want to sin, but sometimes he still did. That's true for all of us. We don't become perfect when we become children of God. We still have a sinful nature, and it's very easy for us to sin. In 1 John, the Holy Spirit says through John, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. I am a sinner, but I have turned away from my sin and turned to Jesus. I'm rescued from the punishment I deserve for my sin, and I'm rescued from being controlled by sin. But sometimes I still choose sin. Thank God he doesn't let go of me when that happens. He forgives me, and I get to keep being his child forever." That same opportunity is there for you. If you haven't already turned away from your sin and trusted Jesus as your Savior, you could. Please talk to your parent or another Christian adult you trust about doing that right away. But if you've already done that, you've already repented and you've already trusted Jesus to save you, everybody knows you're not perfect. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. But when you mess up, feel bad about it, talk to God about it, and trust that he's going to keep loving you and keep being your father, even though you're not perfect.